Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Washington, D.C. This is Earl Rush. What's your stuff on Salsa? Mambo Feed Radio Update. It's the Earl Rush Talk Show. And we're about to move over to Radio 22. DC to China, Congress, new radio station. It's going to be a crazy, crazy time, that's for sure. We're all excited, and it's going to be an amazing, amazing adventure moving over to the Radio 22 station. I'll soon be on Blog Talk Radio and a couple of other stations are picking up my show, so things are moving along. Okay? This portion of the Earl Rush Talk Show is brought to you by CapitalCongress.com. Hosted by Shaka Brown. Man, I don't know what's going on with that, but anyway. Chris Polanos is going to be calling in later. Tampa voter in Washington, D.C. Talking about his bachata bunch and other events that he has going on. Washington, D.C.'s only salsa Mambo Day Party got postponed today because of bad weather. We got about 7 inches of snow. It's been cold, crazy cold coming on out here the last couple of times in Washington, D.C. The days have just been really, really bad. But we're going to hang in there. We're going to deal with the weather as it is. And we're still on a party big time. So this is the preview show to the Earl Rush Talk Show that's going to be coming on 22 Radio 22 Washington, D.C. Bachata Congress new radio station coming up this Thursday. It'll be from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. This is a special preview. As I said, Chris Polanos will be calling in. We'll be talking about sports. We'll be talking about salsa, bachata, kizomba. We're going to be talking about everything. Real life situation, Kim Kardashian, Beyonce, but whatever. It's going to be a little rap music with a twist of talk. I'm going to be having some celebrities calling in from all over the world, the country, Skype, whatever. Talking about salsa, bachata, kizomba, economics, you name it. We're going to be talking about it. Chris should be calling in a few minutes, and so we're going to see what's happening. What's going on in the wonderful world of Chris Polanos? I'm going to take a call for the cause. This portion of the Earl Rush Talk Show is brought to you by D.C. Bachata Congress 2015, www.dcbachata.com, and also Radio 22, www.radiotuntun.com. I'm going to take a pause for the call. I'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, this is Earl West of the Earl West Talk Show. I'm back. Had to take a pause for the cause. We're going to be hosting the Radio Tune Tune official launch party tomorrow at the Sunday Latin Party at Lucky Strikes. That event will take place from 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. in the morning. That's this Sunday, February 22nd, 2015. Everybody's talking about Radio 2-2 with the different music formats. One day, Dominican bachata. The next day, urban bachata. Salsa. Kizomba. Latin mix, Latin dance, Latin house, merengue. It's definitely what's on everybody's lips right now. Log on to www.radiotunetune.com. That's RadioTunetune.com. Amazing music. We're going to be adding different aspects of the show as time goes on. Radio interviews, different music plays. It's going to be a crazy, crazy time with www.radio22.com. That's for sure. We're waiting for Chris Bolanos to call in. Right now, we're going to take a pause for the call. Portion of the Earl Rush Show. Preview for Radio 2-2 is brought to you by Exito Tequila. Exito Tequila, the only ex you'll ever go back to. We're going to take a pause for the call. I'll be right back in a few. All right, this is Earl Rush. I'm back with the Earl Rush Talk Show. We're getting ready for the big move over to Radio Tune Tune starting this Thursday, February 26, 2015. We want to give a special splash out to everybody who's coming out tomorrow for the radio launch party. Lee Elguito and La Gata will be in the house with fabulous bachata classes. The fabulous Kat Kanuna will be teaching beginners on one salsa. I myself, Earl Rush, will be teaching intermediate on one tomorrow. We've got bachata classes, salsa classes, the VIP bachata and kizomba room will be open tomorrow, as well as the salsa mambo room. DJ Hercules will be in the salsa mambo room, and DJ Emerger will be in the bachata kizomba room coming up tomorrow, February 22nd, 2015. Since people that go out in the cold this weekend, not too many, I would imagine with the weather being like 40 degrees, 46 degrees tomorrow, which is kind of like a heat wave, I imagine a lot of people are going to be coming out to the Lucky Strike tomorrow for the launch party because they've got cabin fever, tired of being in the house. They just need to go out and do something, you know? So, should be a pretty, pretty good time tomorrow. The Sunday Latin Party at Lucky Strikes is located at 701 7th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., right next to the Red Line Gallery Place Metro. So coming out, 2 o'clock, you're not going to be that long anyway. Remember, the party has now added an hour of dancing on. That's right. The music now starts at 8:30. The classes now start at 7 p.m. That gives you enough time to come out, take the classes, get a little dancing in. You still got time to get home, get ready for work the next day without being tired at work. Okay, with the change of the hour, that makes a great, great big difference. So, coming out to Sunday Latin Party at Lucky Strike every Sunday, it's the number one Latin party in the Washington, D.C. area. That is for sure. We're going to take a quick pause for the call. This part of the Earl Rush Talk Show is brought to you by www.radio22.com. That's right. D.C. Botanic Services, new radio station, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You need to check it out, www.radio22.com. All right? I'm going to take a quick pause, and I'll be back in a few. All right, this is Earl Rush. I'm back with the Earl Rush Talk Show. We're all excited about our big move to Radio 22. Well, we're not moving. We're just going to be being played there as well every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Lee Elguito will also have a talk show and his lovely fiance, Kat Lagata. DJ Emerger will be broadcasting live from the Salsa Room on Wednesdays and from the Sunday Latin Party on Sundays. We've got a whole lot in store for the new radio station, all kinds of interviews, all kinds of ways to win prizes. Log on to www.radio22.com. That's for sure. Yeah. So, I'm trying to figure out, why is everybody into Kizomba all of a sudden? I mean, I dig it. I love the music. You know, I really like Kizomba. But I mean, it seems like everybody's really into it nowadays. Well, it's all good. It's all good. We have some very reputable and well-respected instructors in the area. Oscar B.A., Tanya Fisk. So, it's all good. I mean, I do a little Kizomba. I do a couple of saidas and everything. You know, I'm hanging in there seeing what's going on. So, we'll see what's happening. Well, okay. I guess Chris will be calling in soon. If not, we're going to just have to go on the show without him. You know, he's probably planning some kind of event or something. He'll call when he calls. I ain't going to press him. I'm too excited about moving over to Radio 2-2 right now, actually. So it's really, really a good thing. Snowing like crazy, D.C. Promoters are talking about their events to still happen. Yikes. You guys are killing me. For real? For real, for real? Well, it's horrible outside. It's really, really bad. People are going out dancing. So well. Different strokes for different folks, I guess. You know, I ain't mad at nobody. Just be careful out there. When you're out on your bike tonight, wear right. Now, it is rough. It's rough out there. It's been so cold. It was 17 last night. The wind wasn't blowing, but I still felt warm. I mean, that's how cold it's been. It's been so cold, the 17 feels warm. Now, that's some funny stuff right there. You know, what can you do? Whole lot going on in D.C. A lot of events coming up. Everybody's promoting. Hold on. Let me see.
How's it going, Earl?
Chris Milano's good. It's been a while since I used this control board. I just want to make sure I didn't cut you off or anything like that. I just messaged you on Facebook to see when you're calling, and then I look back and see that you're on. But are you having a problem hearing me at all?
Nah, I hear you perfectly clear. It had me on hold, and it was like a touchtone operator.
Beautiful. Don't worry about it. Well, Chris, we haven't done this show in a while, so welcome to the Earl Rush Talk Show. We're moving over to the new radio station, DC Chata Congress radio station, Radio 2-2. So you'll actually be our first guest that we've had in a while. I wanted to call you. Before you called in, I was talking, you know, to the audience, saying how just like out of the blue, everybody's into Kazuma right now. And I told people that you would be calling in. The reason why I said that is because one of your Sundays, you have a Kazuma Sunday at the Bachata Brunch. So, Chris, tell us about the Bachata Brunch, how it got started. We got 10 minutes. Tell us how it got started. Tell us what you got going on Sundays over at your new place.
Oh, man, nice, man. Bachata Brunch, it's every Sunday. It got started a little bit last year in the summertime, and it really just came across and got started, you know, with the love of dancing and food. And I thought, you know, fusing the two together would make a good venue and successful. It's been a lot of good reviews, people enjoying themselves, and it's growing. It's been good.
Yeah, and Chris, you started it right before the winter. And, you know, when Philly Boy and I came down here a couple of weeks ago, we said, man, you made it through the winter. Summer's going to be crazy with that rooftop.
We're looking forward to the summertime. Summertime, we're looking forward to it. You pretty much almost hit it on the nail. Kizumba is one of our, one of our additions. We're welcome to break it down into editions. Every Sunday has a different theme. You know, it's Bachata Brunch, but it has different themes. Every Sunday is Salsa Sunday. Another Sunday is Kizumba. Another one is Urban Bachata and Zouk. And another one is Dominican Bachata. So there's a little bit of everything for everyone. And it's good. Kizumba is one of our popular ones, which is the second Sunday of every month.
Okay, what's the theme tomorrow, Chris?
Tomorrow, the theme is the Dominican Bachata. So for people that want to come out and just really dig deep into the Dominican Bachata, you'll get that, you know, feel. You'll get a little bit of Dominican Bachata, a little bit of Dominican Merengue. But, you know, we don't forget any of the other people that like a little bit of the, you know, Kizumba, salsa, and you know, we try to keep it, you know, a little bit blend, but 70% of the music tomorrow would be Dominican Bachata and Dominican music.
Sounds great, Chris. I, for some reason, when I go out, people just always seem to buy me drinks. People are always buying me mimosas there. I mean, they're good too, but It's in a crazy low price. How much are the mimosas going for then? That's what people always buy me. I imagine you get a good deal on that. How much are the mimosas going
for? So the whole thing about the mimosas, it's a brunch, $2 mimosas and
wow.
$2 Bloody Marys that we have going.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That should help with the popularity of the place as well. No, I'm just kidding. No, I love it. You know, I live right down the street. I'm on 2nd in Florida. Your venue's on 9th. So, you know, I always walk down there trying to get a little exercise. But there's actually parking around that area on Sunday, surprisingly enough. So it's a great, great venue. Now, I know you're involved with several other events, Chris, but I don't know if everybody knows. Though you do a lot of events, you really, really love salsa. What's that about?
Man, I've been into salsa since years. I mean, years and years and years. That's actually where my passion started. You know, I really never took lessons. Just something that I just really just grasped on my own, watched a lot of people, just got to know a lot of instructors in the D.C. area. You know, we're able to, you know, work with them here and there. And, man, salsa is my number one passion.
That's a beautiful, beautiful thing, Chris. So are you doing anything at nighttime at that venue during the spring or summer?
Am I considering doing a nighttime venue there, you said?
Yeah.
It's been talked about. Are very happy with the Sunday, so they have offered, you know, to expand it to other nights and do another you know, type of dance venue. So it's there, it's in the works, and if all goes well, and if I can put the right pieces together and get people to come out, then yeah, I don't see why not.
Well, Chris, what is the cover? What is the mission to get into your Sunday brunch?
So the beauty behind the brunch is there is no cover. We sort of kind of just, you know, with any ordinary brunch, we wanted people to come and feel very, you know, comfortable with not worrying about a guest list, not worrying about there being a cover charge. You just come, you know, and dance, or you eat, or you drink, and you know, you get to dance and meet, you know, people of all different levels, of dance levels. You get some instructors that are there. You get a lot of team students there. You get a lot of support. And just, you know, just having fun, whether you're watching, whether you're dancing, or whatever, you're just relaxing. You have a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I like the fact that you have instructors there. And you also sometimes have performances there. So it also gives exposure to people who may not have seen salsa or bachata or kazoo or whatever. That are there for brunch, so it gives them a great exposure. And this venue has really, really grown. I mean, we started out with like 3 or 4 people, and I get like to 50, 60 people by 2 o'clock, which is what I think is amazing.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. Like I said, it's evolved to something permanent. The owners, you know, were willing to work with us, and, you know, there was an idea. And now the idea is now a reality. Like, it's a good event. So I welcome anyone to come out.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Mr. Milanos, I know you're busy even though it's snowing. I'm sure you're planning other events and things like that. I really appreciate you for taking the time.
I appreciate it.
Call the show. That's everybody who's listening in. Check out the Bachata Brunch every Sunday. What is the address and what is the name of the venue, Chris?
Yeah, so the Bachata Brunch is at Dunya Bar and Restaurant, address 801 Florida Avenue, Northwest D.C. It's one block away from the U Street Metro, and it starts from 11 to 5, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's pretty much it.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's right near the metro, right near the metro.
Man, great parking on a Sunday. Sunday parking is available. And like I said, if you don't want to drive, we have Metro. And so there's a lot of different options for people making it out.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Chris, thank you for taking the time out to call me today. I will see you tomorrow because I need to work up on my Dominican footwork. I'm sure I'll pick up some steps tomorrow and somebody will buy me a couple of mimosas.
You're always welcome there, man. You're always welcome.
thank you for calling in. I'll talk to you a little later. All right, Chris. Thank you so much.
Definitely a pleasure. Thank you.
That was Christopher Bolanos calling in. And we're all ready to wrap it up. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. Don't forget to check out our show coming up February 26th from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on www.radiotunes.com. Thank you. Oh, my God.